When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. In fact, let's call this a schedule release edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting Spits and Suds. We truly appreciate you making us DFW's Top Stars podcast. That's because of you. And thank you so much. I did want to say we received a 5-star review on Apple from our friend TCB Canton. Really cool. He said that Spits and Suds has been his favorite Stars podcast for years. Gavin is professional. Well, appreciate that. I try to fake it as much as possible. Only does podcasts when there is something worthwhile, and he is concise. His love of hockey is contagious. I do love the game of puck, my friend. So massive stick tap to you, TCP, and hoping today's Spits and Suds meet your expectations, because today's program is all about the Stars schedule. Going to tell you about the toughest months for Dallas, as well as some areas where the Stars can take advantage. Lots of little tidbits, road trips, hidden gem, home games, and more. So let's get into it. All teams released their schedule today, and a massive stick tap to our Dallas Stars, because this one hit close to home for me. So they had the kiddos from their Dallas Stars summer hockey camp draw their opponents. And this brought back so many memories. I pictured a young Gavin Spittle. And when I was a kid, I used to sit at the kitchen table and I drew that North Stars logo so many times. It was one of my favorite logos to draw. In fact, the first computer program that I worked on in seventh grade, there might be a few of you that understand what I'm talking about. And there's going to be a lot of you that's like, what the heck is he talking about? So in seventh grade, our first look at computers, which I know nowadays, you know, speed that up to about 7-8 years old. So it was called Delta Drawing, and we had to create a logo. So I drew the Quebec Nordiques. I was always fascinated with the Quebec Nordiques logo. I would draw the Hartford Whalers, Calgary Flames, the Bruins, just every NHL logo. That was one of my creative outlets, was sit at the table and try my best to mimic the logos of these NHL teams. Some were easier than others. Doing the Sabres for the Buffalo Sabres. A little tough drawing a Buffalo, but I was a little kid. So it was just so much fun. So the kids at Stars Summer Camp, thank you for your efforts. Very creative from the Stars social media team as far as releasing the schedule. 41 home dates, 16 of which are weekend games. And here's the breakout for those that don't know. 82 games, clearly, in an NHL schedule. That will go up in the future. But 41 home, 41 a road. 13 of those games at home will be within the Central Division, 12 games against Pacific Division opponents, 16 versus the Eastern Conference. So every NHL team, of course, will visit the AAC. Absolutely love that the NHL changed that so you don't have to wait 2-3 years to see a Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin. You can celebrate Alex Ovechkin if this is in fact his final year. So I love that aspect of being able to see every NHL team come through the AAC. So first things first, don't hit the panic button at the beginning of the season because it starts out with two on the road, and they're not easy. Opening at last year's division winner, Winnipeg, which is a tough place to play on October 9th. That's a Thursday. And then the Stars continue on the road, and unfortunately, it's against, I think, a team, and we'll get into it in future Spits and Suds episodes, that was going to win the Central Division. They're going to be my choice, the Colorado Avalanche in Denver on October 11th. Now, that will actually not be the Colorado home opener. That will be on Thursday night against the Mammoths. So that's a little good news. Always tough. It's kind of like a playoff atmosphere, those home openers. So if you can avoid away home openers, that's never a bad thing. They do face off against Winnipeg, but that would be a little tough if the Stars had to start on the road against two very good teams in their home opener. So tough to start the season. And then they go to their home opener. That will be on Tuesday evening, October 14th, where once again, the TV execs have put their Stars, and this time their opponent, the Minnesota Wild, in the Pacific time zone. I get why they have to do it. I just hate it. Because obviously the future is the kiddos. And it's so tough to say, hey, stay up on a Tuesday evening during the school year, and guess what? The puck drop is going to be at 8:50 p.m. Technically, it's scheduled for 8:30. But you know that puck drop isn't being dropped until about 8:45, 8:50. Might even get pushed if it goes to overtime. You have the in-between the games with TV because they need their time. So, I hate that. But you got to do what you got to do. And the other thing that I hate is it's the home opener. So you want the crowd juiced. And it's a little tougher if it's not the playoffs to get juiced at 8:50 at night. But I know Stars fans will come to the table. I'm not trying to be old man spittle here, but a Tuesday night game that will end around midnight, that's just a tough break for the Stars. In fact, clear your Tuesday evening, Stars fans, because that actually is the day that the Stars will play the most as we get into Stars schedule tidbits. They play 19 times on Tuesday. That's followed by 17 games on Thursday and 17 on Saturday. The day to make non-hockey plans, if it's a date with a wife or a girlfriend or going out with your buds, this year that date actually falls on a Friday. The least amount of games will happen on a Friday. 5 games throughout the entire year. Interesting enough, 4 are going to be at the AAC, just 1 on the road. One of my favorite things is the Stars weekend matinees. There's nothing better than kickstarting your day, getting running errands, and getting back because your team's playing at 1 or 2, and then you have that Saturday night, or you don't have to stay up on a Sunday night because the game happened on a Sunday. So I personally love those. The Stars have a few at home, 2 in January, 2 Eastern Conference opponents, real nice tilt against an upstart Montreal team, and then they do play Tampa. Those are on Sundays, then in April against the Avs and the New York Rangers. So those are your weekend matinees. And you can also make your plans for New Year's Eve if you'd like. The Stars, and just to kind of like pull back the curtain, so every league, whether it's the Texas Rangers or the Cowboys or the Stars, Mavericks, you put in for choices. And the Stars clearly love that New Year's Eve game as they get it every single year. The Stars will once again play at home. We get to see Tage Thompson, my boy Kesselring, and the Buffalo Sabres on New Year's Eve. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Interesting enough, the Stars actually will be celebrating New Year's Eve on the plane. They have to hop on the plane because on New Year's night, January 1st, they play the Chicago Blackhawks. Some other little tidbits. Get your wins at home early. Nearly 50%, 20 of the 41 tilts at the AAC will happen in October, November, and December, the first 3 months of the season. As for the road, I want you to look at the schedule and mark January with the most away games, 11. January is going to be a key to this season. Why? Because you have those 11 away games. The Stars will change time zones 9 times in the month, including 4 in a span of 2 weeks. January is going to be a gauntlet for the Dallas Stars, so that's a month to keep an eye on. The Stars actually have all home games in the month of February, 2 at the beginning of the month, 2 at the end of the month, and you have a big gap in there because we all get to watch the Olympics, which a lot of NHL players, a lot of Stars are going to be participating in. Miro Heiskanen, Esa Lindell, Mikko Rantanen, some former Stars participating in that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
If you're looking for a couple of places that the Stars can go on a run with some home cooking, 6 straight home games from March 6th to 16th. Also really like how they finish in April with 5 straight home games. That's a, you can make up some ground or pass someone in April. April 2nd to the 11th, that includes games against Winnipeg, Colorado, and Minnesota. So you have 3 division games during that span. Then they finish the season against the Maple Leafs in Toronto and the Sabres in Buffalo. Hopefully those 2 games don't matter. The dreaded back-to-backs. Every team has them. Teams have, I think, gotten a lot better as far as preparing for back-to-backs, proper rest. This has made the backup goaltenders so vitally important. How many times did we see Casey DeSmith come up big for the Dallas Stars last year? A lot. The Stars have 24 games total, 12 back-to-backs. Road trips. Love Stars road trips because you can catch out like a city or two and you get to see hockey. How awesome is that? So I've mentioned this before. It's a hidden gem, probably not anymore, because the Florida trip, you get to see the 2-time Stanley Cup champions. And this year's timing of that Florida road trip is great because you won't have to take much time off from work. Tampa on Thursday, October 30th, and the Florida Panthers on Saturday, November 1st. So you can fly into Tampa, great town, great restaurants, really, really cool arena. Fans love their Bolts. They have a live organist. It's just real old school, but really good sight lines. They have a party going outside with bands and different activities. So Tampa is one of those hidden gems in the NHL. They've been around for a long time, so maybe not hidden anymore, but don't discount these two Florida teams. So you fly into Tampa, have a great time, catch the Stars, and then you can enjoy the town because you have that Friday off, and then you can get in your rental car. It's a four-hour drive, so you can make it on Saturday morning, or you can take your time and leave on Friday evening. But you can make stops in Sarasota, Fort Myers, Naples. Strongly suggest doing that. And then you get to go through the Florida Everglades, which is so cool. They have a lot of viewing areas to get out and take pictures. So to me, that's a great road trip. In fact, even one better. Since there is a day off in between, you need to see if the Florida Everblades of the East Coast Hockey League are playing on that Friday night. Then you can have a triple header of hockey. You get the Stars on Thursday and Saturday, and you get to see the Florida Everblades as you make your way down on Friday night. So to me, that's an awesome road trip. Another great trip featured this year through California. And this, if you want, you can catch three Stars games, a little bit of driving involved, January 10th through 13th. So you have San Jose on Saturday night. Then you have a day off. So you'll have to travel from San Jose down to LA. And then you have back-to-backs that are real close to each other. Real nice drive down California coast. Of course, there's going to be traffic, but you don't care. You have a day off. You have all day. So you have San Jose on Saturday night, and then you have the LA Kings followed by Anaheim. That is really, really cool. You're back to work on either Wednesday afternoon or Thursday. There's a one-off trip I want to tell you about. I love Saturday, November 8th in Nashville. Fly in Friday night, Bridgestone Arena, right next to Broadway. Broadway's where it's happening as far as the country music bars. If you've never been to Nashville, that's a place you're going to be anyway. A lot of really cool hotels. And the thing about it is sometimes you don't even have to leave your hotel. They have bars and country music playing right in your hotel. So I like this Saturday, November 8th trip. Fly in Friday night. Enjoy Friday night out of the town. As I mentioned, walking distance to the Bridgestone Arena. Make sure that's the case when you book your hotel. You don't even need a rental car. Just get transportation to and from the airport. You have a Saturday matinee in Nashville, and that's key. So you get a division opponent, real cool atmosphere with the Predators. And then you get to have some Frosties, hopefully after a victory, on Saturday night, head back on Sunday. That, to me, is a terrific one-off. What a great road trip. Especially if you're a couple, you can enjoy Nashville together. Especially if you're a country music fan. I really like that trip. So let me know, if you look at the schedule, as far as what trips you're thinking about going on. I would love to hear feedback because I'm interested in that too. I love researching trips, and maybe I've gone on a trip and I can give you some advice. I loved going to St. Louis on a one-off. I thought that was really, really cool. I could walk from the arena to my hotel. Really, really easy. San Jose, as I mentioned, really, really cool because good atmosphere. Sharks fans walk to the games. So that's really cool. So you're basically infested with sharks all around you. So and I really like that arena as well. So let me know your road trips. Gem home games. Here's the thing. If you're going to see the original six, you're going to pay the premium. I will always encourage, because that's a unique atmosphere. So go at least once. And Chicago's really cool, but Chicago's within a division. So I'm talking about the Torontos, the Bostons, the Montreals, New York Rangers, teams that you only see once a year. Detroit's another. So that's a cool atmosphere because you'll see those fan bases come because many live in Dallas and that's their one chance to see their team. But gem home games that you can get a real nice price on that'll feature some great talent. And when I talk nice price, I'm looking at weekday games because weekends will fill up just naturally. And you have two weekday games against the LA Kings. And before he retires, you have to see first ballot Hall of Famer Anze Kopitar. Still going strong after all these years. Terrific two-way player. Wonderful on the draw. And then you have Adrian Kempe, Kevin Fiala, who each hit the lamp 35 times last year. So they have some real good young D-men as well. So the LA Kings are a nice get as far as I think they'll be reasonable ticket prices. Go see Utah. I know David Castillo is saying, well, you know, here's Gavin's Utah. But I'm telling you, there's lots of firepower offensively. And because they're formerly Arizona, they are not taken seriously from the local fan base. They have a Monday night game in March at the AAC. So that's always a good take. Interdivision, they're going to be good this year. They have some absolute studs on this team. So it's always a fast-paced game when Utah plays Dallas because both teams focus on speed. That's their MO. So just wanted to throw that out there. Go see Utah at the AAC. I think you can get a real good deal on that. Tuesday, March 24th, the New Jersey Devils are in town. Another good one. You get to see one of the Hughes. And I think you get a real good deal on tickets. I think New Jersey has the potential to be good this year as well. So those are some of the teams. I would always encourage you to go see like a Carolina. There are no bad NHL games. Heck, even if you go see San Jose, you know, who are going to be better this year. But you get to see Macklin Celebrini. So a lot of fun players and young players in the NHL. But I think your best deals are going to be during the week. Rather than on the weekend. There is one weekend game I think you can get a real good price on, November 30th. It's a Sunday 5 p.m. puck drop against Ottawa. So the Cowboys play on that Thursday for Thanksgiving, and it's still technically Thanksgiving weekend, so that you have to watch out for. But you might get a good deal from people staying home watching the NFL. They might have relatives in town, or they're away for Thanksgiving, coming back on that Sunday, one of the busiest travel days of the year, so they won't be able to go to that Stars game, so they'll put their tickets up for sale. Ottawa with Brady Tkachuk, Tim Stutzel, just named one of the NHL's top players under 25. So a lot of talent in Ottawa. And remember, they made the playoffs last year. So that's a lot of tidbits and notes about this schedule. And hopefully we've helped just a little bit today. And before we know it, the regular season will begin in Winnipeg. But man, do we have a lot more hockey to talk about, a lot more Spits and Suds to go before that. Thank you so much for supporting us in this offseason. It's hard to believe, but we're getting better than regular season numbers in this offseason. And that just means you are telling people about Spits and Suds. You're going online. You're going on Reddit and say, hey, have you checked out Spits and Suds? And if I see someone with a Stars cap on the street, I'm stopping them and saying, have you listened to Spits and Suds? Like, I'm trying to be my best marketer, but I need your help. If you guys can be my army and help out in this cause, that would be absolutely wonderful because that fuels myself and the other Spits and Suds contributors to do as many programs as possible. So thanks for listening to this schedule release podcast and a stick tap once again for your support. Until our next episode, which I promise will be soon. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.